Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest did have his three-round mock draft for 2026 that had the Browns picking number one. He has them taking newly minted Indiana quarterback, previously playing at Cal, Fernando Mendoza, with the number one pick. I don't recall what he has with the second, but it doesn't matter because we got the quarterback. And to talk about that decision, his outlook on the Browns in 2025, we head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on NFL draft and college football analyst for A to Z Sports, Joe DeLeon. What's up, buddy? Welcome back.
Not much. Appreciate you guys having me. I'm sad to, or more so afraid to admit this. I have barely gotten any work done today, and if anyone wants to know why, it is because the college football game came out, and I have been trying not to play it, and it's been very hard to do so.
So we just got back from a family vacation from Lake Michigan, and my way of disassociating after, I don't know, 4 days trapped with my family and everybody was sick of each other is I played 4 hours of college football 2025 on Saturday night. And I felt like a reclaimed man after that.
Yeah. You're doing some scouting there, Joe, is all you're doing.
Now, yeah,
exactly. You're too much of a pro to ever do it. But I've in the back of my mind, I've once convinced myself that certain analysts, you know, had a bad run with certain players on video games, and that's why they got a poor grade. But we're not going to name names here, Joe.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I am kind of framing it as me doing some scouting, but it's just great that the game's coming out now, and it is, and we're getting so close to the football season. It's always that, like, nice little precursor. We've got media days for college football next week. I just can't wait for the season to start. It feels like things are moving pretty fast.
Joe, you've got the Browns taking Fernando Mendoza, Indiana quarterback, in next year's draft with the number one pick. Did you pick the Browns to take an Indiana quarterback next year because Indiana is traditionally the Cleveland Browns of the Big Ten?
That wasn't the intentional approach. That would have been a really fun spin in the blurb I put in the breakdown. But this is the second mock draft that I put out for Pro Football Network, and the first one I had Kate Klubnik as the pick, and this was like right after the 2025 NFL draft, decided to change things up. After I've evaluated a ton of these quarterbacks, I'm not as deep as others, but I'm close to 10 guys in. Fernando Mendoza is the one who stood out to me the most. Corey Kinnon, who a friend of mine has put me on this train, and he's got me hyped up on Mendoza. Such a natural player. He has a big, massive frame. He's a good athlete for his size, and his touch as well as ability to just rifle the ball down the field into tight windows is fantastic. I think at the very least, this is going to be a guy who, like, if he comes out this season and it's a bit of a rocky year, I think he's going to be perceived like Josh Allen was when he came out of Wyoming, where his last season at Wyoming wasn't great, but everybody saw the highlights. They saw the flashes, and the Bills bought into that, making him an early draft pick in the first round, and the rest is in history. I really think, and I would hope for Browns fans that they would get excited about something like this, because we all know that back during that draft, a lot of people are, you know, in hindsight, kicking themselves that the Browns didn't end up with Josh Allen and they instead went with Baker Mayfield.
Well, Joe, we've debated in the time since whether or not the Browns would have even succeeded with Josh Allen, because Josh Allen still needed a couple years, and I just don't know that the Browns would have been able to pull it off.
Well, and I would argue at this current moment right now that this team has a better infrastructure than that Browns team back then. They've got a tremendously talented defense. Their offensive line, I think, it leaves a lot to be desired, but the running back room and the receiver room could be great for a rookie quarterback like Fernando Mendoza. And I also think that Mendoza is further along than Josh Allen was when he was at Wyoming. I'm not trying to paint this as if Mendoza is going to be like a surefire MVP, but the tools are all there. He is a player who could really boost and change the direction of this Browns franchise if they do choose to go quarterback. I think him or Kate Klubnik is really going to be where the decision comes, and it's just going to be a matter of, do we go with the guy that is the higher ceiling, or do we go with the guy who is the higher floor?
All right, so I guess we'll actually talk about 2025. What do you see as the most likely direction of this team this year?
Yeah, I think with this Browns team, I feel like a quarterback is what's going to impact the success and direction of everything that happens. And if you go with Kenny Pickett, you're really limiting a lot of things and what the ceiling is for this team. I think defensively, they're going to be super stout. I think that Mason Graham, as we talked right after the draft, he's going to slide right in super nicely alongside Myles Garrett. And I think that they're going to be so disruptive on their D-line. I think their whole defense is going to be impossible to move the ball against. If you can get satisfactory play out of, if it's Flacco, if it's Kenny Pickett, or eventually it's Shador Sanders, you could surprise people in the NFL. You could surprise teams in the NFL, but I think more likely than not, they probably will be picking in the top 10 again, as disappointing as that is, just because that there's so many teams in the division and in the AFC that are just a lot more further along than where the Browns are at this current moment.
Joe, we talked to Matt Miller a couple weeks ago, and he was making the suggestion that people in your community are just going to have to study what happened this last year to make all the corrections for the upcoming seasons when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, Dylan Gabriel being taken 3-4 round slots higher than what many people projected. Shador going in the 5th round, which is 3 or 4 slots lower than what people projected. And then he even threw in Quinn Ewers as well, ending up in the 7th round, which didn't make sense to a lot of people when they first projected out Quinn Ewers. What have you in the draft community, what have you guys learned from not only Shador, but also Dylan Gabriel and Quinn Ewers that maybe you can apply for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think it's kind of easy to say that, like, oh, everybody was so wrong, and it's something that requires a learning experience to come from it. But, like, where I push back on that, it was just an awful quarterback class. I think that where the mistakes came in is that we were so – not we, I was trying not to be one of these people. A lot of people were so desperate to latch on to quarterbacks and make them into something that they weren't. Jackson Dart was one of those guys for me. Tyler Shuck was one of those guys for me. Jalen Milroe was one of those guys. There were guys that had tools, and it felt like because there were really no good options after Cam Ward, there was this fight to make players relevant into first-rounders, into potential starters that just weren't. That they were high-upside future backups that might stick in the NFL. I think that that is where the learning experience comes from. We don't need to change anything. I think that some analysts just need to do a better job of not getting hyped up when there's a lack of options. This year is going to be a reset. It is going to be a return to the norm. Even if Arch doesn't declare, which I don't think that he will, we have a lot more talent to work with. We have Mendoza. We have Kate Klubnik, who the NFL doesn't have a lot of great grades on this summer, which is very odd. But we also have Lenore Sellers, who is a physical, just dominant runner with a cannon of an arm. And Drew Aller is going to be in the mix as well. Garrett Nussmeier is going to be in the mix. All of those guys blow pretty much every single quarterback out of the water except for Cam Ward from the last class. I don't think that we need so much a learning experience. I think we just need to, you know, not make players that aren't first-rounders into first-rounders. The Shador Sanders thing is such a exception and an aberration that I don't think we'll ever see anything like that happen again. And it was just so unique because of his personality, who his father was, and the aggressive media coverage that he gets.
Joe DeLeon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, NFL draft and college football analyst for A to Z Sports. I know we have you on here to talk NFL draft and the Browns here, but as you are a college football analyst, The Buckeyes coming off the national championship, they did graduate about a third of the team to the NFL or post-college plans. What do you see for this Ohio State team and how they shape up in the Big Ten this year?
Yeah, I feel like this Ohio State team has been so interesting to talk about because everybody has high hopes and high expectations because they're Ohio State. They're so well recruited. They're a very deep roster that they're not your typical national champion hangover like of a team. I don't think that they're going to have anywhere close to the level of drop off of what Michigan had last season because of all the circumstances that they went through. But I have high hopes for Julian Sand. I've heard a ton of positive things and expectations for what he could be if he does end up being named the starter, which sounds like it's going to be the case, especially for the fact that he's throwing to the best receiver in college football in Jeremiah Smith. It's going to be hard to make mistakes when you've got Jeremiah Smith to turn to, as well as Carnell Tate, who is going to be a really nice weapon. I think Max Clair, tight end, is super underrated, who they brought in from Purdue. He could potentially be a first-rounder this upcoming year. It all depends on what the run game does, and it all depends on how effectively they can reload on their defensive line, as defensive tackle was kind of identified, even by the coaching staff, as a weak position group for them that lacked a bit of depth. I think that this team, with their schedule, which is kind of funny to say because they went 10-2 last year to win a national championship, I think they can go 10-2 again. I think that they can reach the college football playoff. I just don't see a national championship on the horizon for them again this year.
Is Caleb Downs the best non-quarterback that's eligible for the 2026 draft?
I don't think so. I think that Caleb Downs is an awesome player, and I think that he is so unique. He reminds me a lot of Buda Baker and how he's going to be deployed in the NFL. But I just don't know if he's like this rare, super hard to come by safety prospect, especially when we've seen a guy like Kyle Hamilton, who's been an all-pro player since the jump with the Ravens, at 6'4" and being able to cover the range that he can. And he fell to the teens where he was drafted when he came out a couple of years ago. For me, that top guy, it would be TJ Parker from Clemson or it'd be Caleb Banks from Florida. Both those guys are supremely talented, and I think that they could be massive risers and go on to be the highest drafted non-quarterbacks in this class.
All right, Joe, before we let you go, give us a rundown of the rookies that you think Browns fans should be most excited about heading to camp starting in about 10 days.
Well, outside of, Shador Sanders and the hope that maybe he turns into something, my eyes are going to be close on him. And if we get more practice updates on what his stats are every single day, I'd love to see how he compares to the rest of the group. But I really think that Mason Graham is going to be one of these players that we're just talking about from like the first day of practices and every single preseason game. It's like, well, he is really separating himself. He is not just going to be a high impact rookie. He's going to be a Pro Bowler level rookie with the group that's around him. And I really think that there's a lot to get out of Quinshon Judkins. I think that turning away from Nick Chubb and needing a guy of a similar physical profile and to be able to rely on him and give him a ton of touches, if he rushed for 1,000 yards this upcoming year, I wouldn't be shocked. He has the profile, the demeanor, and then again, that just play style that fits so well with what Stefanski wants to do on offense. Those are the two biggest guys. I know that they were the earliest picks, but I think that there's so much that can be capitalized with both those players if they can get them into the mix early and they can make them primary focuses for their offensive and defensive game plans.
All right, Joe, before you go, what team you playing college football 2025 on?
I am still trying to figure that out. I was doing Road to Glory. I'm leaning towards Rutgers and representing my home state. We'll see if that ends up being the final decision.
You know, Bowling Green's nice this time of year. That's all I'm going to say. Not that I'm biased.
I'll add him to the mix.
All right, buddy. Be good.
Thanks, guys.
Joe DeLeon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, Mac was house sitting over the weekend.
Yeah.
A Bowling Green guy, right? Nick Wilson, Bowling Green guy.
Can you play with Lindenwood on there, or is that not a thing?
Not a thing.
Not a thing yet. They're D1.
Not yet.
We're D1.
In bowling?
No, in football.
Since when?
Since like 2 years ago.
Like D1, D1? Or like D1 AA?
Like D1, D1.
Okay. I did not know
Maybe
that.
They are there, and you don't even know.
How many
programs do they have on the...
375.
Oh, then they got to have Lindenwood on there.
I'm kidding. I made that number up.
Oh, it sounded really official. It sounded like you just looked at the roster the other day.
Now, compared to where it used to be,
Is it like 75, or is it one of those things where you legitimately have like every school you could possibly choose?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, all right, then. Yeah. Lindenwood Lions. Here we go.
But Mac chose Toledo.
course he did.
Mac, on my console.
You mean he couldn't choose the Ohio Media School?
Okay. We're both graduates. Thank you very much. But on my council, on Bowling Green's council, took Toledo. Friend of the show, Mac Robinson. He's on the show. But friend of the show.
That seems hurtful. You're in his house. You're eating his food. You're kicking your legs up on his furniture, and you take Toledo.
I, in fairness, I did say you had carte blanche for the house. It should have been, except if you do Toledo.
It should have been the note. The note should have been like, and you have to play with BGSU if you're going to play any of our video games.
App State, Coastal Carolina. There's so many great Group of Five schools out there. You could Kent State. Oh, okay, they're not a great school, but you know what I mean. They're a great school, but they're not
Max
a great football.
Just a big fan of Toledo's open carry laws.
In fairness, it's the one thing they get right.
It's pretty good.
That. No. Great stuff with Joe DeLeon. We'll react to what he had to say. And one national analyst says the Browns would have a huge problem on their hands if Joe Flacco starts. We'll hear him out and then yell him and scream him down in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. There's not a lot that I actually disagree with in what Joe says. I do think the defense is going to take a step back in the right direction. It's just, this offense might be akin to the Cleveland Guardians offense. It might just be woefully awful unless like Joe Flacco starts. Like, Joe's the only way that I can see them moving the ball enough to score the kind of points you need to win more than three or four games this year.
Yeah, sad part of last year was that it didn't really matter essentially what the defense did. We just knew the offense wasn't going to be able to score 15 points at a time. And it was like, can they score 20 this time? No, okay.
And the defense was better in the first half. They just kind of fell apart because of injuries and you traded Za'Darius at the deadline. Like, things just happened that made you kind of regress statistically.
Right, but the Guardians comp is a fair one, though, because think about it. Like, how many games in a row did they have where they didn't score 20 points offensively in a game or in a game in general? And it was just, we just kept looking at it being like, it doesn't matter what the defense does. And defense wasn't great last year, but it didn't matter what they did.
But it's just going to be like, I know I'm saying it in partial tongue in cheek, but the most competitive 3-14 team ever is kind of what I expect, because I kind of refuse to believe the defense is going to be bad enough where you're not going to at least be in some of these games that you might not have have business being in, just because I think you're going to be able to get to the quarterback.
I hope so. You should be able to get to the quarterback. I had a lot of faith in the defense carrying off of year one with Jim Schwartz to year two, and we were both wrong about that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so it's like, to continue the Guardians cross sports analogies.
I like it. It's a good one.
2 years ago, it was the bullpen last year. Last year, it was the bullpen this year. Still a really, really good bullpen. It's just not elite.
Yeah, but last year's defense, it took such a step backwards in many ways. And again, the bet here is that the defense this year takes a step forward, and you're going to be able to win more like the Steelers do than anything else. You have a good run game, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw this. In one of the rankings that came out, they were trying to do like the top 32 running back groups, and it was like had us a 28th. It's like, all right, we're going to have that as well, because you can't judge Judkins or Sampson at this point.
So, with that being said, I said something here to start the show that I think Joe Flacco's arm is something that might make me believe you can win more than three games. A regression to greatness for the defense and Joe Flacco slinging the ball down the yard and limiting turnovers, that's the only path that I really see to surprise people. Well, Chris Carter, a Hall of Famer, Ohio State's own, he was on Fully Loaded, and he kind of disagrees with me on the Flacco thing.
No one's bringing Joe Flacco in the building thinking Joe Flacco is going to be the starter. If Joe Flacco is your starter, you have a huge problem. And if they were saying Shador was the starter as the fifth rounder, you got a real problem too, because he passed over all these guys in these reps in the offseason in shorts, in bikini shorts, Speedos and stuff. Like, no. And when you put down a third round pick on a quarterback, you do believe he has a certain skill set. They didn't ever think Shador would be around. So that's why I told you that I didn't think that he was on their board. So then once you get to the fifth round, they go ahead and take him as a commodity. Pickett should be the starter. If you look at potential, growth, understanding the division in NFL offenses, he should be the starter. Gabriel's a third round pick. Why wouldn't he be the backup? Flacco is an emergency, a Band-Aid. If you start hemorrhaging out blood and everything, Flacco can stop the bleed.
All right, so there's a...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A few things. One, what practices has Chris Carter been
to? Speedo or bikini? I don't know. I mean, what was he talking about there?
That sounded borderline like a dream that Chris had that maybe he was hoping.
These, Speedo shorts? Yeah. Bikini shorts?
I'll tell you, if I was the coach of the Cleveland Browns, you'd be on banana hammocks until you got dubs, okay?
Enjoy the bulge.
Now, good drop there. So I can't get over that. That's the weirdest take.
Was he just speaking and just, what happened there?
I think he got mildly, mildly excited, and he just started riffing, and it just felt good. It just
I like that, like, no one was going to correct him on it either, too. They're like, just let Chris Carter go.
I also like that it was like a, yeah. Like, what chump is sitting in the background being like, cook him, Chris. You talk about those hammocks.
I mean, the show is called Fully Loaded. Were they just, in fact, fully loaded?
Yeah. Oh, you're saying loaded.
Yeah, is that like the hook of the show? Are they called Fully Loaded because you just get hammered and then you come out there and just put players in Speedo shorts and bikini shorts?
I really think if you put me in charge of a SiriusXM channel, I'd have just one drunk channel. Just one. Yeah, I want a broadcasting professional. I want a broadcasting professionals. And then I want to get them hammered. And we just talk.
And just develop alcoholism. Or do we rotate people don't develop crippling addictions?
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Like one day a week.
What is it? I mean, 30, 40 years ago, that's what radio was in certain spots of the country. You had at least one show that was bombed.
Yeah, it wasn't alcohol.
Sometimes it was, though.
Yeah. Most of the time it was Colombian Bam Bam.
Man, Your boy took a pounding.
When I interned, my internship in Chicago, I saw the guy go into the bathroom, the midday host, and he had airplane bottles. And he just went in there and just chugged him. And I was like, welcome to radio. And that's what I thought. I thought all radio was that, essentially. I mean, I was like, all right, great. Sports guys do it a little different than the music guys. And then I learned that's not really the case anymore.
You know who did that? That we found out afterwards. You know who did that at our station in Charlotte? Hacksaw.
With the airplane mini bottles?
Yeah.
Or just drinking in general?
Yeah, he would just sneak off to a car and take a nip. And then we found out later he was an alcoholic.
How was he not instantly fired? And it doesn't matter. I like the defense of Hacksaw. I like that he wasn't instantly fired. I like that people just... Did you guys just chalk it up to classic Hacksaw?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great.
I'm not going to snitch on somebody. No, he did his job.
That's your buddy. I mean, who cares?
He did his job. What am I going to do?
I want to know if you found out or did management find out?
No. Management did not pay enough attention to find out.
Oh, okay. Then you can't snitch on
And
him.
Then I'd be like, hey, Hacksaw, I can smell vodka on your breath. Stop. And he'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the one I never believed, by the way. Like in college when I was drinking heavily, I never believed that you could smell it on my breath. It would be like, you smell like booze right now. And I'd be like, I just don't believe you. I don't believe that I'm just emitting that much alcohol from me.
I think that could have been the vodka talking.
No, it probably was. I was just like convinced. I'm like, there's no way.
You don't know what I'm doing.
I'd get drunk around the same people that would accuse me of smelling like alcohol and be like, do I smell like it now? Do I smell like the alcohol?
You were playing different levels of chess with people who
just bored a lot.
Oh, no. Yes. The amount of times where I just would come up with a story while drunk at a party and see how uncomfortable I could make people. Probably more than I can actually count. Alcohol also has something to do with that.
But I like that Charlotte radio, by the way, goes back to like 2005 sports talk radio.
It was a board up.
It was a board up doing it. You know what? I mean, listen, I mean, you got the FCC and you got licenses that are protected. So obviously we can't condone any of that. But like, if you could do a job that could, in theory, let you just be low, is Mac loaded right now? I don't know. But you could do your job while being loaded. I don't. Mac doesn't seem like a drunk for some reason to me.
No, I think Mac, with alcohol, I think Mac could become very, very anxious and be a little much to be around. Is that fair, Mac?
Do you go as an introvert when you're all of a sudden drinking? Because you're very much, you're extroverted as a human.
I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, for me, like when I'm drinking, I get more extroverted, actually.
More extroverted?
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't mean this in a bad way. You've come in and talked in every break. No, I'm not saying in a bad way, but I've been mostly quiet because it's my first day back. JP's normally more quiet than I am, and you've been the more talkative one. And that's like par for the course. Yeah,
you're like a 10 in your existence. Well, how do you get to 11?
Well, no, I'm comfortable around you guys. So like I'll be able to talk more.
Well,
you know, if it's just out and just, you know, in a social setting and everything like that, I'm usually a little bit more reserved, at least outside of, you know, the friends that I'm there with. So for me, like if I do have some alcohol, yeah, you know, I might be more extroverted with, you know, other people as well.
All right. Can we just get back to this point of Chris Carter and the banana hammocks of saying the Browns have a huge problem if Flacco starts?
It's ridiculous. It's just a bad comment to make.
Like
if Flacco either starts or he doesn't play.
And here's the thing. This is not to speak Joe Flacco as some sort of otherworldly type option. Nope. He's a 40-year-old quarterback that I don't know if he's washed or if he has anything left. Totally fair to say. But you're comparing him against Kenny Pickett, a never will be, and a late third rounder who people didn't think was a third round pick, and a fifth round quarterback.
Do you see it the same way I do, where I look at it like if Joe Flacco doesn't win the job week one, he's going to force a trade out? Or if not force a trade out, he's going to do something to get himself away from the Browns. Like, I don't think he's going to just hold a clipboard and be a backup quarterback waiting for an injury to happen or waiting for a benching to happen.
Yeah, I think Joe probably understands this is his last night in the rodeo. And if he wants to stay in the show, he's got to stay in the show however he can.
I just think he wants to play. Like, I don't think Joe Flacco would have come back to hold a clipboard or to just be a bench quarterback. I just don't think he would have. I think he wants to play. And if not, like if he doesn't get his way and get to start week one, I have a hard time thinking he's just going to play ball and be a good backup quarterback.
I think he came back with the thought, with the attempt to try and win a job to play. That's not the same thing as I'm going to take my ball and go home if I'm not the starter.
I mean, I think it's on the table if he doesn't get the starting job all of a sudden, like a week or two after. If whoever it is, let's say, tears up the Cincinnati defense, if Joe's just like, you know what? I'm out. I'm good.
I just don't see that happening.
It wouldn't be the classiest way to go out, but I could see him doing that, or at least trying to get to a spot where he could actually play. I mean, think about it. Like if the Anthony Richardson situation in Indianapolis just continues to unfold in an awful way, and Daniel Jones stinks it up as well, he's like, all right, I'll go to Indy. I'll give them a call. Let's go. At least give me some snaps somewhere.
I don't know if this is fair or not, so I'll use that kind of on the front end here. I think if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be Kenny.
Well, I think Kenny still needs to make money.
I don't know.
Like Kenny's only made like $12 million, I think, in his career. Or maybe it was $19 or $20 million, and I cut that in half because taxes and everything like that. It's a good amount of money, but like Kenny still has to, he still has to make money in his career. Joe Flacco's made hundreds of millions.
It is my perception, so it doesn't mean it's reality. It's my perception that Kenny thinks he's better than he really is and thinks he's entitled to things that he isn't. And it's even just the way that he's talked about the Philadelphia experience versus the Pittsburgh experience, and honestly, the way his family has reacted on social media to any criticisms of
family,
Kenny.
Your family shouldn't be reflective of you, but in this instance, it feels like it is.
But either way, like guys, the Browns have a huge problem. Until they don't, they have a huge problem at quarterback because their quarterbacks are Joe Flacco, Shador, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett. And until one of those guys claims the job and then plays well, you have a massive problem. You have the second worst quarterback situation in the NFL. That should be the beat on the Cleveland Browns until one of those four guys does something interesting.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to
good
figure
interesting.
Out. Of course, good interesting. I'm just trying to figure out which one would have the worst reaction to not being the week one starter. And I think it's Flacco.
What about your boy Shador?
I think Shador would roll with the punches because I don't think Shador is going to. I don't think Shador expects to win the job week one. I think Shador is waiting in the wings. Now, if Shador doesn't win the job after the week one starter flames out, then I think we might have an interesting scenario on our hand.
I think there's people who think it will be Shador. By the way, I tend to agree more with you than with them. But I bet you if we said right now, which quarterback are you worried about having the worst reaction to not winning the starting job? There might be a fair amount of people voting for Shador.
No, I can't. We can't speak for anyone in this regard, but like just judging off what we know about Shador, I'd be shocked if he expects to win the job. But I wouldn't be shocked if he all of a sudden got upset if he didn't win the second out of the gate job.
216-474-0092. Chris Carter, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, Ohio State wide receiver, says the Browns have a huge problem if Joe Flacco starts week one. Agree or disagree? And I think my biggest problem in this case might be that I was too logical. It's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. There was one other thing I wanted to reference on the Chris Carter sound.
Mm-hmm.
He referenced that he believes the Browns only took Shador as a commodity, which I can kind of understand the thought process. The biggest problem with it, though, is he's only a commodity if he goes out there and plays well, at which point you're not going to trade him. Like, no one's going to be like, well, you got him for a fifth rounder and I need a quarterback, so I'll give you a fourth rounder. And then, like, that just doesn't make sense. You're not going to upgrade Shador beyond maybe a round. And even then, you're not going to get anything for Shador until he plays in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he was rather harsh on Shador in that clip that we played, even just in referencing Joe Flacco. And I don't know, maybe he just doesn't see it as a very rosy operation in Cleveland. But I thought that was interesting. Almost like he had to go out of his way to bring Shador down in that moment.
Mm. Now, I would like a Peterlin pass, please.
I don't know that we can grant it. I got to know, what are we granting it for? I'd love to give it to you, but I have to know what that's for first.
Well, the morning show is the power ranking show. Jake has stolen my bit of being the big board king, which is fine because we like Jake and he does the big boards very well.
You did say he approved it, right? Or did he ask you for any sort of, or he just take it?
No, but he didn't know. I mean, he wasn't on the air when we were doing the big board stuff a year ago.
Okay, so out of ignorance, I didn't know if you had like bequeathed it to him.
After the fact, because I think he's a great kid.
Oh, after the fact.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't. Like, if you don't know.
I don't know if it works that way, man.
And listen, he, in
like,
fairness.
You already started doing it, and then you're like, I grant you the permission to do the thing that you're already doing?
And well, but in fairness, I could have taken it back.
Oh, it's on his internet.
My point was, he did it so well, it's fine.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fine, it's yours. Cause
how do you take it back? You would have just said no.
Well, no, I mean, I would have just done it. I would have just done it if I was going to take it back.
Then we would have said dueling big boards, though. He would have been like, I didn't know you did a big board, and I'm staying with my big board.
And I would say, your big board stinks. No. So that leaves us with tears. So I thought today, first day back, I was trying to get my brain off vacation brain. And the more you actually got away, the more you unplugged.
Yeah.
The harder it is to come back and do this and have all your thoughts in a line. That's exactly what happened. So I was on the struggle bus and I was like, you know what? As an exercise, it is ranking season. It is tier season. It's big board season. I'm going to put together my quarterback tiers and just typed away as quickly as I could. Didn't think about it. Put them out there. And the first comment was, yeah, you need to change Jalen Daniels to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, saying spelling out the name wrong of what is probably the fifth best quarterback in the sport is probably not great, but that's okay. Mistakes happen.
It was the first day, though.
So wait, do you want?
I got vacation brain here. I deserve the Peterlin pass on this one.
What do you want the Peterlin pass for? For misspelling his name,
yeah,
or
for just typing out the wrong name?
Doing the tiers, because I don't know with the tiers.
We got against tiers.
Well, I thought we were the show. We're not the show that creates lists. We're the show that
Oh, yeah, this isn't a list. These are tiers.
Oh, very different. Okay.
Yeah, totally different. Are we it's gonna, not like a power rankings. Anyone can power rank. Very few people can do tiers.
Are we going to swerve into the tier category? Is this not what we are?
I think we can be the tier show.
Do we have to be an anything show? Is that fine?
I mean, we're kind of the everything show, right?
I was impressed you made a graphic for it. It was not...
Oh, okay. It was not. Go ahead and finish that thought. You could do a better graphic than this?
Not me, no, but like Jay could have definitely done a better graphic than this.
Yeah, but it wouldn't because he does big board.
Like the young, Jake Murren, the producer on our show, that could have he would have happily made you a graphic for this.
Yeah, but I didn't want that. No, because it started out as an exercise, then I realized it was done. I was like, I'll just put in a graphic form.
I mean, you know, it's color-coded, which is nice.
That just really hung out there in the air.
Why did you create this? Was this like an Excel document? What was
it? It was an Excel document.
It was. I knew it.
Yeah. You know what? See, this is the problem.
I don't think I can make a better one. It's just like in like today's day and age in 2025. Like that's like so. Volnick and Murren, they're from that generation that spent so much time doing exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like the graphics for our show that lead up to it are awesome.
Yeah, because and like, everybody else took that idea too.
And Mitch Spinell makes them very nicely for the morning show too as well. Why? Because everyone that age knows how to do that. Like they're all very, very good at that.
Yeah, and some things we just want to do for ourselves then. Yeah, something we like to do. I thought it'd be a fun exercise. It's the week of July 4th, traditionally a slow week here, and I was looking for a Peterlin pass, and I'm getting the Peterlin jam up.
But you're such a funny person, and this has no humor to it at all. Like the point of the tiers that, like for instance, like Pardon My Take made that like kind of kicked off everyone doing tiers with quarterbacks today has like 75 jokes all within the graphic, and they're funny, and it's different ways of doing it.
They got a team of people doing it. They're not coming off vacation.
Well, you're very creative and funny.
Yeah,
I just would have thought.
Zone.
I would have thought. Yeah,
Russell Wilson leads it off.
Is the GTFOH? Is that as good as we got there?
I believe it must be. Yeah.
I mean, you do like a classic tier of like elite, near elite, very good, functional, potentially washed, verdict
is
out.
Has anybody heard
zone,
the point?
GTFO.
I created content for the show. Coming out of being exhausted, like I've all the way checked out. If I had done this a week from now...
content that nobody asked you to create, though. It's not like we were begging for tears.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew, pew.
Mac, I would like to point out...
Hearing Mac between the thing is not great, by the way.
I would like to point out
that
when you bring up an idea on air...
Yeah.
I nurture it.
Listen,
I pour some water onto it.
I'm constructive
grow.
Criticism. I'm trying to get this thing to grow.
There was nothing constructive. You said it's not creative and it's not good.
From a person that is more creative and more funny than this Excel
Which is
document.
Even more of an,
than this Excel spreadsheet.
You can't
I want
tell
more
it's an
for
Excel
you.
Spreadsheet from there.
Yes, you can. You obviously
what
can.
Are you an Italian mother? You
I
want
was
more
nice
from me?
To even be like, are you sure? Is this Excel spreadsheet? Yeah, we all know it's an Excel spreadsheet. You can do
you
so
asked.
Much better than this.
You asked. You didn't know for sure.
Being polite. You can do so much better.
This has been very polite.
You can do
better.
Between
this and Brian Buxton, I know I'm turning 40. I don't need a colonoscopy. I've just gotten one.
Okay, so the PMT quarterback rankings, they start with elite, which is like how you do
these
tiers. These
are tiers.
And then they have a Jaden Daniels tier, where, by the way, they spelled his name right. And they have a Jaden Daniels tier for Jaden Daniels. Another tier, technically Super Bowl champions. And then you go to like the very bottom of this list, and it's like, we'll change game to game. And they got six different quarterbacks. Too early to tell. Bad. Saints quarterback is a tier. And then they had like a whole argument about whether or not Daniel Jones is in the same tier as Dak Prescott. Like, that's good content right there, Nick. That's good content.
Well, it's good. I can't wait till you work for Barstool.
It's good content. Yeah. Now, are you mad that they have a lot of people working on this for them, or are you mad that you just did elite, near elite?
No, I'm mad that I came up with this idea, thought it was fun, and then it got crapped on.
Well, I didn't get crapped on. I'm trying to get you to be better is all. This is a way to be
another crap on.
A little bit, just a little. We have people that work here that can make great graphics.
Okay,
great
so
graphics.
The tiers are awful. The graphic is stupid.
Yeah, well the tiers weren't
and everyone
they
does
were just
it better
very,
than us.
They were just very, you know.
Okay.
All right, would you like to explain what was so awesome about your tiers?
No, I don't want to.
Okay then.
No, we're shutting down now. Okay. Peterlin won't let me get it in.
That's okay, then.
No, it's great. It's great. Glad we could do this.
Yes.
Glad you could continue to, you know, do the opposite of what I do with ideas. No, it's great.
Oh, listen. Congratulations, big guy.
You want to take, I mean, you took big boards. Are you trying to take claim on tiers now too?
No, never tiers again. No, the only tiers here.
This is beneficial for everyone. It might not sound like it right now. I think this is beneficial for us.
Yeah, it sounds beneficial.
I think it is. Real great. I think it is.
That's real great.
I think we're going to win on this one. Unless you want to get Jake involved, Jake Murren, that is, and have him create some graphics. Maybe think about it for more than 15 minutes as a thought exercise this morning, and then get the wheels in motion.
No, I'm just going to pass every idea through you just to make sure that you'll crap on it off air. So by the time we bring it on.
We could have had that. Yeah, we could have had that discussion. For sure we could have.
Yeah, well, it's almost like I was coming off vacation and just trying to do something fun. But you're right. It's not good. 216-474-0092. What do you hate about my quarterback tiers that you guys can view right now? At Nick Wilson says, is it that it was made on Excel? Is it that the names aren't creative enough? Anything to do with the actual rankings of the quarterback? Is it you just don't like me?
You took down Aaron Rodgers in a way that I thought was really surprising.
I can't tell because it's a crappy graphic.
Oh, he can't even read his own graphic. There's an acknowledgement there.
That's just awful.
If you would have let Jake make the graphic, it would have been a better graphic. We all acknowledge
it. I was just trying to save Jake some work and have some fun, but you're right. 216-474-0092.
Hey.
How
really
bad does Shedeur Sanders suck?
Really sorry the 15 minutes you spent this morning got wasted.
216-474-0092. Will Shedeur be the biggest draft bust in the history of the Cleveland
Browns?
Slaved
over elite quarterback, near elite quarterback.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.